From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Defense Secretary Robert Gates says a report on last year's Fort Hood shootings raises serious questions about how the military confronts security threats from within its ranks.
It is clear that as a department, we have not done enough to adapt to the evolving domestic internal security threat to American troops and military facilities that has emerged over the past decade.
Gates says the threats include workplace violence and what he calls self-radicalization. An Army major is accused of killing 13 people in a shooting rampage at the Texas Army post in November. Gates said commanders must be encouraged to intervene if they believe a member of the service could be a threat. He's directed the Army Secretary to make changes and to implement new policies by summer. After the shootings, it was reported some of the suspect's supervisors had had ongoing grave concerns about his behavior and statements. Thousands of U.S. troops are being deployed to Haiti, where bodies lie in the streets and people have been without fresh water and food since shortly after Tuesday's powerful earthquake. The BBC's Nick Davis is in Port-au-Prince, where he says the magnitude of suffering far outstrips the help available.
People are doing what they can to survive here in Port-au-Prince. Every morning, the first jobs of the day involve getting the very basics. Loaded with old plastic bottles or anything else that can hold water, they fill up where they can. The relief effort is underway. The near-constant buzz of planes landing with supplies can be heard overhead. But on the ground, the aid is materializing slowly.
That's the BBC's Nick Davis in Port-au-Prince, Haiti. Democratic House and Senate leaders say they are close to agreement on a health care bill that could come up for a final vote. President Obama is trying to reassure nervous Democrats that despite falling poll numbers, they should press ahead and pass a bill. NPR's Julie Rovner has more.
The president traveled to Capitol Hill to speak to House Democrats at their annual issues retreat. He reminded them that health overhaul is a goal that has eluded presidents and Congresses since Teddy Roosevelt. But he said if they finish the job, it will be worth it.
The American people will suddenly learn that this bill does things they like and doesn't do things that people have been trying to say it does. The worst fears will prove groundless, and the American people's hope for a fair shake from their insurance companies for quality, affordable health care they need will finally be realized.
Negotiators on the bill overcame a major hurdle when they won the backing of organized labor for a modified version of a tax on high-cost health plans. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.
Stocks are down this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 106 points at last check at 10603. The NASDAQ Composite Index is down 22 at 2295, and the S&P 500 down 12 at 1136. This is NPR News. Pope Benedict's planned visit this Sunday to the Rome Synagogue has caused a split among Italian Jews. The head of the country's rabbinical assembly will boycott the event. He's protesting the Pope's decision to put the late Pope Pius XII on the track to sainthood. NPR's Sylvia Poggioli has more from Rome.
Rabbi Giuseppe Laras, former chief rabbi of Milan and current head of the grouping of Italian rabbis, told a German Jewish newspaper that the Pope's visit will bring nothing good and will only benefit the more reactionary sectors of the Catholic Church. Laras had sharply criticized Benedict's decision last month that recognized what he called his predecessor's heroic virtues. Pius is widely accused of remaining silent during the Holocaust. The move triggered outrage among Jews worldwide. Laras said a subsequent Vatican statement that the decision was not meant to limit historical discussion of the wartime pope did not clarify anything. Laras' boycott puts him in conflict with Rome's chief rabbi Riccardo Di Segni, who says the papal visit will be a major step in an evolving relationship that was complex and also sometimes strained. Sylvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
Arizona is preparing to permanently close more than half of its state parks, 13 in all, because of budget problems. The parks are some of the best known in the state. Arizona's plan is one of the most drastic in the country, but officials in Louisiana, Iowa, and Idaho say they may close all or some of their state parks also because of budget problems. The government says inflation at the consumer level was 2.7% for the full year in 2009. That's moderate, but spending ability was down because of lower incomes. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.